Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Former Cavs and NBA center, he now does TV for the Houston Rockets, AT&T Sportsnet Southwest, Ryan Hollins. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing really well, man. Well, one, always great to hear your voice. We have some fond memories of your time here, but obviously tonight, Cavs Rockets, and the way that I'm hearing Cavs fans coming off the Knicks loss talk about this game as if it might be the NBA Finals, that kind of game tonight. What are we getting in the Houston Rockets tonight?
This is a young team that's trying to find his way, that it's full of immense talent, that is trying to find that second and third gear in the third and fourth quarters. So in an NBA game, we always see a tale of two halves, but the Rockets haven't adjusted to the ball pressure, the execution, the way that the game just tightens up down the stretch. So the dangerous thing is that if this team puts it together and they tighten up, and we finally saw it in that last Minnesota game where the team just said enough is enough and how to get this home crowd behind itself, it's a very young and dangerous and extremely talented team. So that's kind of what's going on with the Houston Rockets. But you'll see, a lot of times you see teams that have chosen to develop their teams that they just maybe don't have the talent. The Rockets have immense talent. It's just experience, which is so vital, especially in close NBA games.
Ryan, who are some of the young up-and-coming stars on the Rockets to keep an eye on?
There's this guy that's probably the sleeper of the entire draft with Jalen Green and Mobley, and his name is Alperen Şengün. Alperen Şengün, within the last three or four games, has made leaps. He was the youngest center in NBA history to have a triple-double a few nights ago. He had another triple-double last night, and he's getting more comfortable with the basketball in his hands, and he's starting to grow chemistry with his teammates. Jalen Green had a career-high 42 points in the win against Minnesota. And James scores once he sees the ball go through the basket. He's the guard because he can hit those tough shots. He's just trying to find out how to gain consistency each and every night in the NBA. So those are his biggest struggles right there. But those two guys, on top of KJ Martin and an immense good group of young guys, they're going to jump out at your screen. They can make those type of plays where you're shot.
Ryan, looking to, you've experienced what's this rebuild in Houston. Some people call it tanking, although I don't know we're allowed to actually call it that anymore. And on the other side of that is what happens when you get superstar players. So we had the Warriors in town a couple weeks back, and they sat everyone who ever won a championship for the Warriors. I believe they actually were the Cavs that night played the Veracruz Warriors instead of the Golden State Warriors. And it kind of opened up the conversation. Here, we've seen it with other guys like Jimmy Butler the other night kind of sitting out, and there was a whole thing about that. So in terms of a guy who's played in the NBA, how do you view this, I don't want to say issue, but this dilemma the NBA seems to have with load management, keeping players healthy while also making sure that these guys are able to play in some of these games?
I see pluses and minuses. I think that a fan would understand if a guy is on the cusp of an injury, he's overworked, he just doesn't look right in the game, maybe it is time for him to sit down, or he's a little bit older. You know, we're seeing that a lot. But I do also understand that, hey, there's a level where these guys need to grit it up and go fight through it. I remember playing, and trust me, I was no superstar in the league. I never averaged 40 minutes for any type of span in my minutes, but I always felt like, man, practice was harder than the games. I couldn't wait to get to a game, you know? So I think it's a different NBA where I think both sides have their cases where they're right. And you look back at a couple of careers, so you don't hear about it. We don't talk about the careers that have been cut short because these guys went to work through injury and played through injury and didn't listen to their bodies. So, yeah, there's a mix of I think these guys need some mental toughness, but I think they also are more aware of their bodies. And you don't want to look back at your career and say, man, I didn't maximize what I had. And if I'm a team and I've invested $200 million, $150 million, $80 million, $100 million, that's a lot of money into a guy. I want to get the most bang for my buck out of these players. So, hey, if they need to sit out a game or two, they need to do that. That's also understandable. And I do also fully understand from a fan standpoint, if I, in July or August, I buy the ticket months in advance to see my favorite player play and he sits out, that's part of your risk. And I think the NBA is looking to address some of these issues. I've even heard some cases of kind of getting like a ticket insurance that you can buy potentially and say, hey, I plan on seeing this guy come and play. And I think as we talk about the issue potentially of low management, I want to know why the flowers aren't given to LeBron James. I want to know why LeBron James doesn't get his flowers, because whatever you want to say about this man, he has been great for the league. He's been a standout. He's done it through the depths of time, and he don't low manage. He loves basketball, and he plays, and you see him in each and every city putting on a show. I think if I'm not mistaken, I saw the other night, he scored 40 points at one given time against every single NBA team. So I want to know why we talk low management while LeBron James does not get his flowers.
So I think that's a good lesson. You might be talking to the two biggest LeBron homers, not just in Cleveland, but maybe in the country here. When you see what LeBron has done, and you see that he is on the verge of passing the all-time scoring leader Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, how do you assess that kind of greatness?
When you tell me LeBron James is not the greatest basketball player to ever play, once he breaks that record, you're just a hater, and you don't want to advance. And I understand some people grew up with Michael Jordan; they grew up with him, and that's what they associate with, and you know, championships don't look the same through you know what LeBron has done. But I think it's honestly ridiculous when you don't see that. And I think it's not just that, hey, I respect everyone who sees Michael as a great. I do. But when you just the dismissiveness of what LeBron has done in his career, that's where the respect has to be put into perspective. You hear me? Like when they just dismiss, no, he's not. It's like, whoa. You got to take a look at what this guy has been able to do. And I don't think that a lot of people are doing that. And I don't mind. I don't mind if Michael is your greatest. That is what you choose, and I always say it's the criteria. Michael was more dominant. LeBron James didn't have the dominance that Michael had. Not even close. So his dominance and what he did, and it's also been a new NBA, so if your criteria is dominant, your criteria is the attitude, your criteria is the guy who just brought it every night, Michael Jordan is your guy. There's no question there, but please not dismiss LeBron James. Put some respect for that man's name.
Ryan, do want to ask you your thoughts on the Cavaliers, this young core, and you know where this team is headed. Do you think that this can be a championship caliber team in the next couple of years?
I think that it can be. You know, you had Donovan Mitchell. You needed that score. You needed that guy. Okay, when you're taking the last second shot, you need a guy. And I think it's been a pleasant surprise. You know, I was ecstatic. Unfortunately, my Cleveland teams post-LeBron couldn't get it done. We didn't develop that fast. And I talked to some members of the front office over in Cleveland about a year ago. And they said, we didn't have plans of hitting the button this early. And when I say hitting the button, time to go out and get a Donovan Mitchell, time to make one of those moves, time to go and win versus time to develop. And Evan Mobley's development was so far ahead of anything that anybody could have expected, that they had to hit that button. And I think that for Cleveland, a city who had just needed it, it was just a pleasant surprise and long overdue. And I couldn't be happier. And forgive my Cleveland basketball team for not being able to hit the button that soon.
Ryan, I got to say, I'm glad you brought up Evan Mobley, because we just continue to watch this kid defensively do what he's done. But there's been, I don't want to say criticism, but there's been maybe concern that he isn't Kevin Durant yet offensively. And what do you think of the criticism of Evan Mobley's development, or maybe slower development on the offensive side of the ball? Do you think that's fair?
Kevin Durant may possibly be the greatest scorer that the NBA has ever seen. Michael Jordan wasn't 7 feet tall. Kevin Durant's my height. Okay, he's crossing guys over, dunking, shooting threes. He's a creative player. He's a video game. So if you're saying Evan Mobley's not Kevin Durant, you got to be kidding me with that. But Evan Mobley still has a lot of growing to do. He still has, what, 15 or 20 pounds that he's going to put on. But his skill set is absolutely amazing. And you hope that he can create that chemistry with Donovan Mitchell and come along. But just the way that he's able to cover ground in the NBA and his athleticism, you can't just dismiss what he is right now and understand that Evan Mobley just don't grow on trees.
Ryan, there always are these tropes in the NBA of things that are insurmountable, right? For a long time before Golden State won, well, a jump shot shooting team is never going to win an NBA title, right? They proved that wrong. The big knock on the Cavs build is that Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland are undersized guards. What does a small backcourt team with Donovan and Darius, what does that need to become a true championship team that not just can go to the finals, but maybe win the NBA finals?
Well, I don't think a small backcourt means anything when you have a big front court, right? So I think it's about getting your shot off. And when you look at Donovan Mitchell, he has the ability to hit tough contested shots, and he plays like he's 6'8 or 6'9 when you see him moving around the perimeter and the way that he attacks the basket. So I don't think you just lose your mind with that. And I think you have to understand, the NBA winning kind of comes in eras. You'll never find another shooter like Steph or Clay. It's just not going to come around like that. It's so rare. And I think that you got to appreciate the way they won, but understand that I think I love what Cleveland has done in the funny sense of, like, the NBA just start getting smaller and smaller. And then you looked up in Cleveland, and they're like, well, we'll get huge. When you miss the ball, there's going to be rebounds to be had. And that's a team that got bigger and bigger. So I think it's kind of fun to see. And until a team wins an NBA championship in a different type of way, or out the post, or playing team ball, I think that should be determined. If you see Golden State's getting older, and you got to credit the championship they got, how they kind of had that Spurs model where they built around their former core with another kind of young core that's coming in and taking the reins and appreciate what they've done. But I think the NBA championship is going to be won in a different style when those guys are no longer doing it the way that they've been able to do it.
Ryan, it's so great to catch up with you, man. I love seeing your work with the Houston Rockets, AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. Keep killing it, man, and hope we get a good, exciting game tonight.
Oh, man, anytime, guys, and we'll talk soon. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.